It's Brian and Tricia. We are Quixie 98.3. Sign war continues. We have attacked so many people. Some of them needlessly. Some of them didn't even know it was coming. Some of them don't deserve it, but that's what sign war is all about.
It's all in good fun. And so we have kind of gotten the attention of Fort Knox.
We flexed on the post.
We did. I mean, we've kind of been expecting something, maybe just hoping that
something
would
come. They
are
the military. They're pretty good at coming up with plans and strategies.
Wars. They're professionals.
And strategeries.
Yes.
And nothing. Silence from the post.
Crickets. Crickets. So our sign out front this morning says this sign war, Fort Knox, the sign war is gold. And so Colonel King, welcome.
Yeah.
I mean,
do you have anything to
no
say
pressure
for yourself?
Or anything.
So I do have an unofficial statement this morning from
Fort Knox. Oh, you have a prepared? Oh. Okay,
an unofficial statement, yes. So Fort Knox acknowledges this unprovoked sign war attack suffered this morning. And as we speak, our PAO and our MWR marketing teams are waking up. They're going to soon begin work on a counterattack, which will occur at a time and place of our choosing.
So they don't know yet.
That's right.
That is a fancy way to say they're not awake yet, and when I tell them, they're probably going to do something.
We're not quite ready yet.
That is the fanciest way to say we're not prepared I've ever heard in my life.
I'm so perplexed. I thought we were friends. I drive in, and I've been attacked.
Well, here's the thing. You're the short timer, and we're worried about what the new person is going to think of us. So at this point, we can attack you.
That's true.
On your way out.
Yeah.
We'll have to put this behind us before I leave, I
guess. Spike the ball and see ya.
That's right.
How much longer do we have you? And we will miss you. We're actually our friends.
What is today? The 3rd? 27 days left?
Wow.
Change of command on the 30th?
30th, yep.
Yeah.
Yep. It's moving. Blink your eyes and a week goes by.
Yeah. Mm. You actually, do you have orders? I mean, is this like confirmed?
It's a done deal.
Okay,
yeah, the
right.
Movers are coming.
All right, well, I thought if you don't have orders yet, there's a chance that maybe you might be staying.
No.
So I have to ask, because this is an interesting thing to me. Do all of the garrison commanders always live in the same residence?
No. It would be beneficial if they did, but we kind of get moved around a little bit. I actually share a wall with Pat County, the guy that I replace. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, his family stayed while he went to college.
Right, right.
Huh. Well, share a wall. I like that.
My thought was, and this is how I envisioned it, it's like the White House. It's like you wake up one morning, it's your house, and by bedtime, it's their house, and you got to get your junk out.
That's right, yeah. Well, that would be ideal, but it's nothing like that. It's nothing like that.
It's more like leapfrog.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, okay, so we are here. We are here. You are here.
3 minutes in, let's do the Fort Knox update.
Yeah.
So you guys have the Army National Hiring Days coming up.
Yeah. So we've got the Army National Hiring Days, as you said, we'll host it once again. It's a nationwide virtual hiring campaign. It runs now through June 14th. It has a goal of recruiting 1,700 new soldiers to serve in 150 different occupations. Some of those occupations include cyber, artificial intelligence, healthcare, aviation, and big data analysis, and many more. As you know, soldiers have access to quality training, education, and competitive benefits that support them and their families both during and after their time in the Army. During the Army National Hiring Days, interested individuals can visit www.goarmy.com/hiringdays to see if they meet qualifications, learn about job opportunities and hiring incentives, and connect with the recruiter.
All right. And Fort Knox coming up with the 4th of July activities, which we're used to.
Yeah. So we're getting back to normal here, which is good. But we do want to celebrate the nation's 245 years of independence. It'll be on the 4th of July. It'll kick off at 6 p.m. with a salute to the nation ceremony at 9 p.m. Both events will be on Brooks Parade Field. For the events, we'll have bounce houses, family activities, live music from the 1st Army Division Band. The salute to the nation ceremony will have the 51-round cannon salute in honor of each state in the 6 territories. We'll have a fireworks spectacular that starts at 10:15 p.m. Folks that would like to come with that, just bring lawn chairs and blankets. It'll be festival-style seating, refreshments available for purchase. All these events are free and open to the public, and access to the installation is easy, as you know. Do think this will attract a lot of visitors, folks looking to get out and kind of do this. So I'd encourage folks to get, stop by the visitor center, pick up a visitor's pass if they don't have one already. Face covering is not required.
Because it's outside. Nice.
Yep.
All right. And the summer block party.
Yeah. So we do want to push this one hard. So this is Saturday, June 12th. So this is just coming up near term here. The events will kick off 9 a.m. with a Color Me Gold 5K fun run that starts and ends at Barr Memorial Library. Then at 10 a.m. we'll have a book sale at the library. And then throughout the day, kind of push forward from 5 to 9 p.m. on Brooks Parade Field, we'll have the actual block party. That'll feature live music. It'll have games, cash prizes, inflatables for kids, mobile interactive exhibits from the Marketing Engagement Brigade focused on recruiting. Really hope folks will come out and celebrate that event with us.
That's June 12th.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Colonel King, thanks so much.
Thank you.
We are Quixie 98.3.